This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The news since we got on the air that has resonated the loudest around the NFL, the Steelers trading quarterback Kenny Pickett to the Philadelphia Eagles for a pick swap that is effectively similar in value to what Washington was able to get for Sam Howell. Pickett was a first-round pick. Howell was a fifth-round pick. I know Sam, with his numbers last year from a passing yardage, touchdown standpoint, part of that was the attempts, clearly. But just the production, if you got eyeballs, you saw it. He looked and flashed better and did more in his season as a starter last year than really anything you've seen from Kenny Pickett to this point. So I'm not suggesting that Sam Howell isn't every bit as good a prospect moving forward as Pickett. But the Steelers used a first-round pick on the guy, and he was QB2 on their depth chart, and their starter makes $1 million. Meanwhile, Sam Howell was the third quarterback in D.C. with a backup that makes $6 million and a starter who was going to be the number two overall pick, meaning a definitive, immediate, non-questioned starter. And what I'm trying to get at by giving you the two situations is Howell presumably would have had a lot less value on the trade block. Third stringer, buried behind a guy making a lot of money and a guy who was picked second versus Pickett, a former first-round pick, has not played very well, I grant you that, but second on the depth chart, and the only thing standing between him and starting is a guy who was terrible 2 years ago, was just okay last year, and who you're only paying $1 million to in Russell Wilson. And yet and still, Adam Peters in Washington got about the exact same thing that Omar Khan, the GM of the Steelers, got by trading Pickett. So just another batch of evidence, I'd say, to suggest that Adam Peters did a really good job with the Sam Howell trade. Specific to the Pickett deal and what it means for Pittsburgh, well, look, they need a backup quarterback, and you can find one on the cheap. They're available. Guys that you have as your second quarterback and pay $3, $4, $5 million to kind of grow on trees. So you can find, you know, Ryan Tannehill or somebody like him if they want to do that. But Russell Wilson's the guy. They made the addition of Wilson official today, put out a press release, an image on social, welcoming him to Pittsburgh. He's going to be their starter, and he's going to cost them almost no money. My spidey senses are going off a little bit here. I got a tingle. To me, this screams like Pickett did not take the Russell Wilson trade well. And I should add that this is 100% speculative, as if that's not obvious with me sitting in D.C. not covering the Steelers beat. But think about it. They trade for Russell Wilson. You've still got Pickett under contract, kind of on the cheap. I know he was a first-round pick, but a rookie deal. You're only paying Wilson $1 million. It's not like he's played that well where he's not benchable or he's, you know, this guy that is definitely going to block anybody behind him. It would have made some sense to continue to have Pickett and work with him and see where the Russ Wilson things goes. But if you're Pickett, and after two seasons, a year and a half of which with an offensive coordinator that gave your offense very little chance, like you could hate Kenny Pickett and think he's terrible as a prospect if you want to. You could tell me his hands are small and he's no good, and you might be right. I'm not arguing with you. You also have to admit and acknowledge that they had a horrendous offensive plan and design and scheme, and that Matt Canada had no business being their coordinator for as long as he was. and that stunted and didn't help Pickett's development, right? And this is not like, oh, Eric Bieniemy wasn't that good. No, Eric Bieniemy, to me, I would hire 73 times before I hired Matt Canada. Like, they're not in the same zip code as far as I'm concerned. So I say that to suggest that if you're Pickett and you go, okay, I got benched at the end of last season. They chose Mason Rudolph over me when I got healthy. This isn't really a good spot right now, but that's fine. I'll earn my job back this offseason. I'll at least get a chance to compete. And then they go trade for Russell Wilson, a superstar at one point in time, an MVP candidate, a Super Bowl champion at one point in time. I like to say he's a binder press conference guy. He's a folder presser guy. When they introduce him to the media, you walk into the auditorium, and when you sit down, they hand you a folder with a big picture on the front, glossy. You open it. It's got all his rankings all time and among active players. Like, this is a name. This is not having to compete against Ryan Tannehill or Mason Rudolph. They brought in Russell Wilson because he's going to start. So I'll bet Pickett didn't take kindly to that. And by the way, I don't blame them. For me, I wouldn't have brought in Russell Wilson. I think it's a giant waste of time. You might win 10 games this year. Maybe you make the playoffs. He helps Mike Tomlin continue his streak of not having losing seasons, probably. But you just kick the can down a road. You still need your quarterback of the future. Wilson makes it harder to find your quarterback sooner because you can't bottom out. You're not going to draft high enough next year to get the guy. You're either going to have to trade a ton to go get the quarterback, which makes it less likely that that guy's going to have a lot of success when you find him. Or you just have to take QBs late first, like Kenny Pickett, and generally it works out about as well as this did. So I'm not a big fan of the bringing in Russell Wilson from that perspective, but you can't argue with paying him $1 million. I mean, the guy's making probably 15 to 20 million less than he should be making to be on your roster this year. But you can see where Pickett, who was a first-round pick just 2 years removed, probably behind the scenes bristles and goes, "You got to be kidding me." And who knows if his agent or he or anybody actually asked for a trade. But if he tells you he's not happy, you're going, bro, you're not good enough to not be happy. If you're going to be a pain in the butt potentially, you're out of here. And maybe it wasn't this complicated. Maybe it was as simple as they planned at the start of the offseason to trade Pickett because they've decided he's just not good enough. And the fact that they started Mason Rudolph, a career backup, over him down the stretch when they were playing for the postseason last year, it's pretty indicative that they don't think Kenny Pickett's that good. So maybe they never really thought he was going to back up Russell Wilson. I guess we don't know. But as far as the Eagles go, why not? Pick swap, kick the tires. Guy's got some talent. He was an outstanding college player. He flashed. Not that often, if we're being honest. I mean, the guy had 13 touchdowns and 24 career starts, which is almost impossible to do. But maybe if you're the Eagles and you had a strong evaluation, you know, first, second-round grade or something on him coming out of college, maybe your thought is, like mine, Canada did him no favors. They've not had really good personnel. People talk about George Pickens like he's Randy Moss. I don't really see that. I think he's fine. And it seems like he's also a guy that is a bit of a pain in the butt for a quarterback to deal with as well. But they just traded Deontay Johnson, who's been a high-volume targets and catches guy who they moved on from, but didn't score, you know, dropped a lot of passes. I just don't think it's been a great situation for a quarterback. So now Russell Wilson has to deal with some of those things. And their receiver room right now is George Pickens and a couple of guys named Dez Fitzpatrick and Calvin Austin III. That's what they're running with at the moment. I guess they'll hope they can get something out of Denzel Mims, who they brought in. But the Eagles part of this, I find kind of interesting. I never think it's a bad idea to try to just get some value out of a QB that has struggled. But he immediately becomes the backup to Hurts. Is he worse than Mariota, who was their backup to Hurts last year? Probably not. You know, at least he's got some upside that Mariota doesn't have. Different players, right? And an example, too, everyone seems to think that your backup quarterback and your starting quarterback have to resemble each other stylistically. You know, one is a runner, the other has to be. I mean, Pickett is not a whole lot like Hurts in terms of style, I would say. Jalen throws a better deep ball, can run around as a dual threat. Kenny Pickett, while somewhat athletic, is a lot more of a pocket passer, short and intermediate stuff. So they're going against type in terms of if he's coming out of the bullpen off the bench, it's going to be a very, very different look to that offense. Their coordinator now is Kellen Moore, remember, they brought in. He was in Dallas and in L.A., so no real ties to Kenny Pickett. But interesting trade today out of the NFL nonetheless.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.